Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about men are not predators. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, today was a mixed bag. Today, I thought I got better. I did get things done, not as much as I wanted to. But yeah, one of the things that actually was my highlights today was that AMR, the owner of MGTOW.TV, hey, shout out to you. Hey, what's up? Hey. Yeah, well, he said if I wanted to do something, you know, live stream and stuff like that, I said, yeah, I would. You know, so hopefully he does contact me some more to get some more details on that, because that would be awesome. Yes. You know, little by little, you get recognized. And also, he's doing some good things, too. He created MGTOW.TV. The only few places where they actually let you say what you want to say. And me being the racist, sexist, and all the other stuff, you know. Yeah, he lets you say what you got to say. And for you, sir, thank you. I commend you. And hopefully your swarm of business takes off. Yeah. Yeah, more guys should be doing things like this. Yeah. He could do it. You could do it too. I'm not there yet, but you know, I'm giving my little try. So yeah, don't ever give up, guys. Knowing there's always people there that they'll fight for you. And you know, one hand washes the other. So that's what we need to do for each other. Help each other out and don't be douchebags. And yes, this video is not going to be a douchebag one either. This is going to be something good and wholesome. For the most part, hopefully. Well, let's go, right? Yes, this little nugget actually came out of the asshole of Reddit. Yes, it's a little gem. Oh man. Well, let's read it. It says, I live in an apartment complex that has been a bunch of little kids. Yes, it's from Reddit. You think this guy's being a predator and he's stalking these kids? No, quite the contrary. He's actually just being a cool dude. Just watch. During the original lockdowns, I would go outside to walk around and get out, and one day, one of the kids launched a soccer ball my direction, and without thinking, I headed the ball back to them, and they said something like, whoa, do it again, do it again! Yeah, man. Yeah, these guys are actually playing with the guy. He's not playing, hey, peekaboo, let's play hide the salami, right, kiddies? No, man, this guy's not Joe Biden, so yeah. And I was hesitant at first because I'm bald, 31 years old, with a large beard, playing with a bunch of little kids. Yes, that kind of does make you seem like a creep. You're bald and you have a beard? Did you have a trench coat and some thick fucking Chester 3000 sunglasses or whatever they call those fucking things? Yeah, man, that's not a good look, but good thing you weren't a predator. But some people are, right? Just saying. I told him, I'm not sure if your parents would want you playing with a stranger, but you guys have fun. Yeah, these kids were just wanting to play. They weren't thinking about weird sex stuff. That guy wasn't either. He was actually being a cool dude. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, people would do that, just being a nice guy and playing. But now that everybody's been hypersexualized because of fucking Democrats, everybody's acting all stupid and weird. Yeah, you can say hi, Timmy. Like, oh, hey, mister. No, you better say hi to a kid and say, oh, look, a predator. No, don't touch me there. Yeah, man, guys are not predators. No, there's a minority of people that do this shit, but not everyone's a creep, you know? So come on, use your common sense. People that are going to be doing these things, they're going to be, they're the teachers and the priests and all of that. They're going to be around kids, not a random dude. Come on, that's just stupid. Just saying, man. I didn't realize their mom was sitting inside with the window open watching them, and I hear her yell,
please kick the ball around with them if you want to. I know you live across the hall. I see you all the time.
Yes, mama here says it's okay. You can play with my kids. I know you're not a creep. That's a good thing, right? Yeah, because usually people say, oh no, it's a man. Burn him, burn him. Oh, yes. Everybody thinks that men are monsters, predators, all kinds of fucked up things. We're not ghouls. We're not some kind of creature that came out of your nightmares. We're actually people's, you know, sons, husbands, hopefully husbands, boyfriends, children. Yeah. You know, we also came out of women too, right? Yeah, we were with little boys before becoming these big bad men. And if we're bad men, it's because we've been raised by women, and women are emotional. Yeah, a generation of men raised by women. So what kind of role models do we have? Haha, yeah, Slim Pickings, right? Well, I grew up with G.I. Joe, so that's why I'm kind of weird, so yeah. Well, let's continue. I proceeded to play soccer with them for about 2 hours and had a blast. Now every Friday, without fail, a group of kids knock on my door at 6 p.m. because they don't know I'm off work and want to play some kind of game with them. Oh, hell yeah, this is fucking cool. You know what? This will be pretty cool if that's how they make Goonies too. Yeah, they go search for One-Eyed Willy's golden pecker or whatever. Yeah, I wish I had kids to have, you know, raise kids and stuff. I'd love to be a dad, but how women are nowadays? Fat chance of that. Yes, being good looking doesn't help me because women, they start throwing their advances at me. And then when I start reciprocating, they get grossed out. Yeah, women are stupid that way. That's why now I'm just doing my own thing. It's better and it's safer, right? Just saying. We played freeze tag last Friday. It was dope. I cheated and climbed a tree so they couldn't get me. Hey, this made me an adult, right? I start sniping them. Oh, this is fucking cool. Don't you agree? You're playing with these kids and you're not doing nothing wrong. Just playing with them. Yes, there's nothing wrong like that. I remember in old movies, they would show stuff like that where a guy would just play with kids and they're all laughing and smiling and, you know, nothing happened. But now you do that and they think that you're trying to play peekaboo with them. Peekaboo with your pee-pee. And that's not good. Right? Just saying. It makes me feel like a kid again and it truly is a highlight of my week. Yes, that would be cool, especially when you have a hard day at work and you go back and play with a bunch of kids and just enjoy doing kid stuff. Yeah, I would love to do that. Play video games and do stuff like that. That would be awesome. Start building forts. Yeah, but we don't live in that day and age. Everybody's all hyper-sexualized and they have all this coomer shit in their brain. So, yeah, it's fucked up, but that's the world that we live in, so enjoy. The mom also brings me fresh homemade tamales. Wow, that's cool. At least every 2 weeks and refuses to let me pay for them. Yeah, because she probably sees you like a kid's friend or something, and you're part of the family now. That is cool. So you're actually with some wetback family, I'm assuming, for the tamales? That is cool. Yeah, you know, my mom would be doing that kind of stuff. She would make you food and tamales, like if I was a kid and you were like doing that stuff. Yeah, well, now that I'm an adult, I'm sure I can't do that to a bunch of random kids. Why, kids? But no, like I told you, this is a good story. This one warms my cold, dead heart. Yes, you see, this still shows hope for humanity. Humanity? Yeah. So I'm happy about that, so yeah. Yes, there's still hope for humanity left. Yes, on the clip coming up, I'm going to show you one of a black dude, a darkie, that's actually praising white people. Yeah, who would have thought? Yes, people are praising white people. Not all white people are bad. I know that in the news and everything, they say they're evil, but they're not. Just watch.
Somebody said to me that if Jesus is black, heaven is a ghetto. Everywhere black people live is a damn ghetto. Why should I be yelling at the white man? Hell, if it wasn't for him, we'd all probably be dead from diseases and sickness.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the white man, Africa would never have chairs and they'd be sitting on stools. Look at this. Yeah, if it wasn't for the Europeans, they'd be sitting on the fucking floor on stools. Yeah, they're trying to slide saying stools are chairs. No, they're not. My penis is a fucking, you could sit on that too. Does that count as a chair? No. But yeah, you could sit on that. So yeah, stools don't count as chairs. If that was true, then sit on my dick, fuckface. Just saying. Oh yeah, and then I gotta remind all the weak babies, this is for entertainment purposes only, so why don't you like laugh instead of being little whiny little bitches. Just saying.
Oh, we each other. One for the white man. The white man built America. You say, the slave built America. Don't they cover that lie. I'll slap the taste out of your mouth.
Oh man, I like this dude. He reminds me of fucking Uncle Ruckus. All that shit that he says? Yeah. His racism rivals my own. Yes, two minorities. A wetback talking shit and a darky talking shit. Yes, that is fucking awesome. Let's united powers of racism. Anyway, let's continue with the story.
You ain't built nothing. Half the time what you did deal as a slave, the white man had to whoop your ass with a whoop to get you to do that little bit of work that you did do, and to whoop your ass to get it done. Talking about we built a man, built a damn thing. Don't
Fuck yeah, just like the Reverend Al Bundy, man. Fuck yeah, this guy knows he's speaking the truth. Yeah, keep on saying the gospel. That's the way that you need to fucking talk. Because more men need to speak like this dude and stop being weak as little bitches. Yeah.
Own a damn thing. None of it. You had Harlem, you threw that away. No, thank God for the white man. Thank God. He's built America and some other safe places. Built airlines so you can ride around on.
Well, here are black achievements, and they're really fucking bullshit. It says black people have made numerous significant achievements across various fields, including politics, arts, sports, and social justice. All bullshit. In 2020, notable accomplishments including Kamala Harris becoming the first black woman to serve as vice president. That's not an achievement. That was, they put it there. That's bullshit. That's fucking fake, so that doesn't count. And the Black Lives Matter movement becoming the largest movement in the U.S. history with widespread anticipation against racial injustice. That was another fucking manufactured bullshit. So black people trying to claim that? That's not a flex. You people are stupid. If you want that, you could have it. Retarded. Additionally, black individuals have contributed to history through milestones such as election of Barack Obama. What the fuck? As the first black president? He's half black. Oh man, you see the shit that they're trying to claim? Barack Obama did some conspiracy theory shit about him. He's been installed there, but whatever, right? Yeah, that cocksucker's not even born in America. He's from, where was it? Fucking Somalia or somewhere shit like that? I don't even remember. It doesn't matter because it's bullshit. Just saying. And the achievements of figures like Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court justice. You see the shit that they're trying to claim? And they're not even achievements. Those are people. What the fuck, you call them an achievement? I guess because you put them in there, they're installed. I guess it is an achievement because you keep on doing your bullshit. Fucking lies. I hate that.
Built automobile. Hell, y'all ain't got one nation in Africa I have built a car. Talking that damn talk. The only thing y'all can do is play basketball, run up and down the court. Like a bunch of double-jointed fools.
Yeah, Uncle Ruckus was spitting out some truth bombs. Yeah, that guy was cool. You see, there's a lot of cool people in the world. That was that guy that was playing soccer with that kids, and this guy was actually talking shit against all these stupid We Was Kang shit and all the ghetto stuff. Yeah, people little by little are starting to see that all this fucking woke bullshit is crap. Yeah, hopefully more people get on the bandwagon. Well, I could only hope and wish. So, yeah, don't worry, man. Things are gonna work out in the end. Just gotta hold out and let the shit get a little bit worse before it gets better. Yeah, but don't worry. You and I, we're gonna have fun when this shit's done with. Well, you take care of each other. Laters, friends.
Shut the fuck up! Because you can't shut up my fucking voice! I wanna fuck you! No pickles, no onions, light mac sauce. No, when I came in here, it's my attitude. I don't know if you want to stop with the attitude, but I dubbed it. The fuck? Y'all